You're listening to Tree Note. In the diverse tropical forests of Central and South America, one tree is easy to recognize, the Cecropia tree. Its trunk rises like a candelabra, topped with huge, hand-shaped leaves. The undersides are fuzzy due to a thick layer of pale-colored hairs on the surface. Cecropias are pioneers, among the first trees to grow into forest gaps, the places opened up by storms or landslides. But what makes the Cecropia truly remarkable is not the tree itself, it's the ant community that lives inside it. Cecropia trees have hollow stems. Like apartment buildings, each single unit is stacked on the one below it. Inside those chambers live ants, members of the genus Azteca, fierce little defenders that the tree invites in. The tree provides both housing and food for their inhabitants. At the base of each leaf, the tree produces tiny, energy-rich structures called Mullerian bodies. The ants harvest them to feed their larvae. In return, the ants aggressively patrol their host tree. They attack insects that eat leaves. They bite mammals that browse too closely. And they even cut away vines and seedlings that might compete for light. It's a great example of mutualism. The tree gets protection, and the ants get a safe home and a reliable food supply. This interaction of a tree and its residents reminds me that a forest is built not only by trunks and leaves, but by relationships, many of them hidden in plain sight. Tree Note is a production of KUER. If you'd like to support Tree Note or any of our programs, go to KUER.org/donate. The executive producer of Tree Note is Christy Miners. Audio production and engineering is by David Childs. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.